Good morning. My name is Misty, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Center for American Progress press call on policies putting Americans out of work. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Ms. Katie Peters, you may begin your conference.
Thank you for joining our call today to discuss how current congressional policies are putting Americans out of work and the damage these job elimination efforts are causing around the country. At this time, I would like to remind participants that this call will be recorded, and by participating in the call, you are consenting to being recorded. Today on the call, we are honored to be joined by Representative Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut. We will also hear from Scott Lilly, Senior Fellow at the Center for American Progress. Scott joined CAP after 31 years of service with the United States Congress and is a former clerk and staff director of the House Appropriations Committee. Scott is also the author of a new report we will be discussing on today's call. The report entitled, Creating Unemployment, How Congressional Budget Decisions Are Putting Americans Out of Work and Increasing the Risk of a Second Recession, is now available on the CAP website and can be found at www.americanprogress.org. Now, Scott Lilly will start off the presentations.
Thank you for calling in. I think there are three things in this report that that I would hope come through. The first is that when we change budget numbers, it's not just simply changing the numbers on a ledger, but it affects the real world in very profound ways, and in particular, it affects the lives of many people who are part of these programs, depend on programs, and it can change whether people have a job or don't have a job. The second thing is that the Congress needs to get the message that the economics community has been sending for some time, and that is, while we need long-term discipline and we need long-term spending reductions, we don't need short-term spending reductions. We need to sustain employment. We need to keep all the jobs that we can, and we need to impose that deficit, those reductions in the long term. The third thing that I think is important is that cutting the federal budget is a much more complicated task than many might believe, and there are a lot of places that you can cut programs where you actually cost the taxpayer money in the long term. I think it's unfortunate that this Congress has tried to approach the issue of massive spending cuts by basically working 6 full days a month, which has been about the average since the beginning of this year. And I think it's inevitable that you end up with some of the misplaced savings and erroneous savings that are outlined in this report when you do as little work and spend as little time making sure you make the right decision. Rosa?
Yes, okay, thank you. This is Rosa DeLauro. I'm from DeLauro. And I'm delighted to join this call today. And I want to first thank Scott Lilly and everyone at the Center for American Progress who helped to compile this report. Thank you all for being on the call as well. I think Scott highlighted three very, very important points. We all know there isn't anything as important to our economy right now as creating jobs. And that's the central task we have before us in the Congress, to do all that we can to put America back to work. As the report points out, even as unemployment hovers around 9%, this majority persists in passing legislation that cuts jobs rather than to create. And when they... In a campaign year, they talked about creating jobs, turning the economy around, and reducing debt. And quite frankly, many of the policies that they have initiated or passed or, have been contrary to those goals. The report points out that even if unemployment hovers around 9%, we're looking at, again, the legislation that cuts jobs rather than create them. The cuts often increase our long-term fiscal liability which the majority claims is paramount in their mind. That's where their concern lies. By the Senator's reckoning, the 250 program reductions in this year's fiscal year 2011 continuing resolution probably eliminated more than a half million jobs, 370,000 directly, 180,000 indirectly. In the three reductions that Scott and Cap have looked at in depth, 90,000 jobs were cut, 60,000 directly, 30,000 indirectly. These are police, first responders, environmental, construction workers that we're talking about. If you go from wanting to keep our streets safe to protecting families from the effects of nuclear waste, the work that these men and women are doing before they were fired by the House majority is critically necessary. Public safety layoffs. The Congress has slashed four separate federal programs that help local communities pay for law enforcement. State and local law enforcement assistance. The COPS program, Community-Oriented Police Services. And when I talk to my chiefs of police in the city of New Haven and in the district, all over the district, they talk about the value of the COPS program. The other program that's been cut is the Community Development Fund and the Federal Emergency Management Grants, all of which affect first responders. Cut by $2.5 billion in 2011. That means on average you're looking at a police budget for cities with 250,000 citizens, each lost around $2 million in federal support. Again, to Scott's first point, a real effect. Cities, San Jose, Jacksonville, St. Louis, had to lay off dozens of police. In August, Pittsburgh was forced to eliminate every single officer who had graduated from the City Police Academy in the last decade. 102 officers in total, all because the Congress cut these much-needed programs. This is part of a larger problem. Let me talk about the $4.5 billion in cuts claimed in the Appropriations Committee that where I'm the ranking member. That's Labor, Health, Education, Human Services. $4.5 billion cut in what is the current continuing resolution. These were grants to state and local governments. The resources could have helped avert the 166,000 public sector job losses that we have seen since the continuing resolution was passed. We're talking about firefighters, teachers, and other critical employees could still be on the job. And again, the point that Scott Lilly made is that it affects real lives. These are not statistics. These are men and women with families who have obligations. They have mortgages. They have rent to pay. They're trying to pay a children's tuition. So their lives are devastated. Now, you have the same story for the other cuts that Scott Lilly and Cap looked at. You postponed environmental cleanup of former waste facilities like Hanford, the river plant in Washington, or the Savannah River plant in South Carolina, where Congress has effectively killed 8,000 jobs directly or indirectly. The worst part of it, the House claims to have saved $584 million from doing this. But what they have done, they postpone the time when the bill comes due for the work that the federal government has a responsibility to complete. So you lose 8,000 jobs for nothing. Similarly, the majority claims a $1.7 billion in cuts from the GSA Federal Building Fund, including $600 million taken from construction of new buildings and $400 from repairs and maintenance. The need is there for the construction. These repairs have not gone anywhere. They're still there. Postponing the work means that the taxpayers are going to be left holding the bag because the cost will go up the longer you delay in doing this. And you're looking at then increased costs for energy, water costs associated with deteriorating energy and efficiency, unsafe buildings, and for rent. You're going to have to pay more for rent where the government agencies are forced to lease space instead of dealing with this space. A couple of examples, the continuing resolution cut $173 million in funding for building the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation Research. This is the building in White Oak, Maryland. This office ensures the safety and efficacy of pharmaceuticals that are derived from biological processes. You cut the building. Congress effectively eliminated about 2,000 construction jobs, forcing the center to continue leasing space even after land, site development, construction plans, and part of the construction have already been paid for. In the meantime, even more construction jobs, which have been particularly hard hit in this downturn, are lost. In my state of Connecticut, unemployment in the construction industry is about 30%. Overall, in the past year, the unemployment rate for construction workers has averaged about 19%. There were 1.1 million construction workers looking for jobs in August, normally the height of the building season, and of the over 1.4 million construction businesses operating in 2007, only half now remain. So, even as industry is reeling, the House majority cut much-needed construction jobs in their bill. The CAP report points out more than 30 of the cuts involved investments in infrastructure, and the total dollars cut in the realm of infrastructure approached 25% of the total cuts in the bill. And, you know, you have to wonder that they have the temerity to brag about what they are doing here. In short, America needs better leadership in the jobs crisis. We have to stop being penny wise, pound foolish, take a smarter approach to deficit reduction before ending vitally necessary work to get a short-term cut on paper, and for a press release, we have to assess the effect that the suggested cuts will make on employment and people's lives, especially when we are leaving deficit-busting initiatives like the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy on the table. We need to be proactive about job creation. That means passing comprehensive jobs legislation, and that points us to the American Jobs Act that's been proposed. And there are pieces in that bill which Democrats and Republicans historically have supported. As this report concludes, when we find ourselves in a hole of 9.1% unemployment, we really need to stop digging. Thank you very, very much. I'm pleased to participate today. Hello?
Yes, we can now take questions if anyone has a question.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We will pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. There are no questions. Ms. Peters, are there any closing remarks, ma'am?
No, we're. This has been fantastic. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. If you have any further questions for the presenters, you may reach me at 202-741-6284. Thank you.
Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.